do it alone. Other people can encourage you. They can share knowledge with you that maybe you haven't experienced or known before, and that can be life-changing. The way of a fool is right in his eyes, but wise men listen to counsel. If you want to be wise, talk to some people around you that are healthy people that have good values. Call your pastor. Talk to some elders in your church. God's word says to do that. It can be life-changing. It can save your soul. Spend time in God's word, even if it's a little bit, even if it's listening to WDCX as you go from your place of work to home. Make sure you're surrounding yourself with God's word and God's people. I'm going to go back to Isaiah 61:3. He will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for his glory. We need to get to the point where we can make a very important trade. We need to let go of our ashes. Out of the ashes, we rise. We need to bring the ashes to the surface. We need to call them for what they are. God, I struggle with this. Lord, I struggle with this. Kate, you're my good friend. I struggle with this. I need you to listen. I need you to help me. Don't hide. We need to get our difficult times to the surface. We need to seek wisdom from people around us. Pray, trust, keep alert, and give those things over to God. We need to let go of those ashes and trade them in for healing, for joy, for peace of mind, and for a story that will encourage and free others. Isaiah 61:3 talks about oak. One of my good friends is a carpenter, and he was telling me about oak and how it is one of the most durable forms of wood, and it is also one of the most widely used. Interesting, Isaiah 61:3 says, in our righteousness, we will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for his glory. We need to share our shameful moments. We need to bring our less than situations to the surface so we can trade them in and become more durable people of faith and more widely used, all for the glory of God. As I get close to wrapping up, some of you people here today may say, my shame, my ashes, they're too big for God. What I want you to know is that nothing is too big for God. He works best in our weakness. So the greater our struggles, the greater our weakness, the more room for God. Again, going back to Romans 8:28, God works everything out for his glory for those who trust in him. You've got some big ashes, you've got a lot of shame, give it to God. He can take it. He created this beautiful earth, this beautiful world in 7 days. He can take your ashes. When we think of that fishing line, I've taken my kids fishing before. Last summer, my son caught a little walleye. My older brother just had a baby in June, and the week before his baby was born, he caught a 3.5-foot pike. The same fishing line that caught that walleye caught that pike. God can take the big stuff. He can take the little stuff, just like the fishing lines can take the big fish and the little fish. I was gardening last week. Neil, I think, had texted me, and we were joking a little bit back and forth, and I said, well, actually, I'm helping a friend de-weed their gardens right now. There were big weeds, and there were little weeds, and actually, I was thinking about my talk today as I was pulling those weeds, and as I was getting those little weeds in the cracks, they were ruining my nails. I was almost ready to give up. I had such a hard time getting them out. The big weeds, however, pull them out at the root, pop them out. Oh, that's a good feeling. Those were bigger weeds, and they were easier to get out. Sometimes it's the little struggles in our day-to-day lives that are actually the hardest to get rid of, those little habits, those little things we do that take away glory to God. Those are actually harder. When we give him the big stuff, sometimes he just yanks it out and takes it and does amazing things with it. As we think about the dark times in our life, let's remember that as believers, we're not immune to the pressures of life. Life can be hard. There are consequences to our choices. There are consequences to our actions. God doesn't just get rid of those. He uses those situations to grow us and to be impacting of those around us. As I close in prayer, Psalm 25:2-3 has really been one that's been on my mind lately. No one whose hope in you, God, will be put to shame. We don't need shame. We don't need to buy that lie that we are less than. We might have less than situations, but it doesn't mean we are less than believers. It doesn't mean that we are less than Christians, less than spouses, parents, friends. We are children of God, and we need to cling to that truth and tell the enemy no and to back off of that lie. Neil, are we okay for time to close in prayer? Or do you want to do prayer? How do you want to do that here? Pardon me? Okay. If it's okay with you guys, I know I've covered a lot of territory, but I would love to finish in prayer today for you guys, for everyone that's here, for our friends and family that are at home. I just want to encourage you guys and pray, Lord God, help us. Help us reveal and heal from our dark, shaming situations. God, give us the strength to bring them to light, to bring them to the surface, to share with other people, to use that to encourage and give hope and to tell the enemy to back off. God, help us to pray when we are too tired to pray and when we don't have the words. Help us remain alert, God, to the enemy's plans to destroy us. Help us trust in you when the world around us says to trust in the world. That's hard, God. We need your help to trust. God, help us to act in a way that pleases you. Direct our steps, direct our words. Help us to walk by faith and not by what the world around us tells us. God, help us to seek wise counsel. Help us to have the energy and the desire to go into your word when we're struggling. Help us to take risks to talk to other people about our struggles. Put people in our lives that we can trust and that we can go to when we're experiencing these shameful or dark times, God. May you continue the good work that you've started in us so we can become like oak, that you can make us more durable people of faith and more widely used for your kingdom, God. I thank you for the dark times in my life, Lord. I thank you for the dark times in the lives of everybody here because I know that your light shines brightest in moments of darkness. You grow when we are weak, and that is a good thing, God, and we thank you for that. I thank you, God, for my three little boys. I am so thankful you put them in my life. And for all of the children here today, if they have parents that are struggling, give the parents strength and courage to fight through their marital difficulties and to stand for family, to say no to the temptations around them and to be good leaders for their children. Lord, I thank you for WDCX. It's been such an encouragement to me for many, many years as I drove in my van and had moments where I wanted to give up. I heard an encouraging word that told me to keep on going. And I just thank you for WDCX and everything that they're doing to share God's word with people all around the world. And I thank you, God, for every single person that's here today, for the family and friends that are at home. Bless them too. May this be a start of a new conversation for everybody that's here today. And I pray all of these things to you, God, in the lovely, amazing, perfect name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for today. Amen.